Shlishi. And Makas Choshech was over after 6 days. Vayikra Paray, and Paray called El Moshe to Moshe. Vayomer, and he said, L'chu go ivdues Hashem, serve Hashem, rak tzonchem uvakarachem yutzog. Just your sheep and your cattle shall stay here in Mitzrayim. Gam tapchem yelechi mochem. Also your small children I am allowing now to go with you. Before, Paray said that he was not allowing the small children to go. L'chuna ha-gevorim, only the men should go. But now Paray said, let the small children go, but the tzayin and bakar have to stay here. If you look at the pasuk, l'chayra, the pasuk is a little bit out of order. The pasuk should have combined together the people that are going, and it should have said it like this: Vayomer l'chu ivdu es Hashem, go serve Hashem. Gam tapchem yelechi mochem, let your small children go with you. Rak tzoinchem uvakarachem yusog, only your sheep and bakar will stay. Why does he separate it and say l'chu ivdu es Hashem, and then say who's staying? Rak tzoinchem uvakarachem yusog, and afterwards gam tapchem yelechi mochem. The Aruch Hayim explains that Paray wanted to stipulate first the condition, and he said it like this: Vayomer l'chu ivdu es Hashem, you can go serve Hashem on the condition of rak tzoinchem uvakarachem yutzog, on the condition that your sheep and cattle stay, then I will allow you gam tapchem yelechim bochem, then your small children can go. Paray wanted first to say the condition, and then on that condition, I'm allowing your taf to go. And that is the order of the pasuk. Another diak is why the pasuk only says vayikra Paray el Moshe. Paray called to Moshe by the other makas. Where Paray called, he called to Moshe and to Aharon, like we find by Makas Tzvardeya, by Makas Ori, by Makas Borod. All these cases, he called to Moshe and to Aharon. Why over here is it only to Moshe? Kliyakar explains that since when Moshe was born, the whole house lit up with light, so Paray thought that Moshe had some connection to Or, to light, and he can be the one to alleviate the problems of Choshech. And that's why Paray called after Makas Choshech specifically to Moshe. V'ayin Hemek Dover from the Netziv, who also discusses this issue. V'ayomer Moshe, and Moshe said, not only will we take our animals, but gam ato titein biyodeinu zvachim v'oilois. You will also give us karbonos shlomim and karbonos oilois v'asinu l'Hashem elokeinu. Not only will we take ours, we will take yours also. And although the animals of Mitzrayim were Avodah Zarah, so how can they take the animals of Mitzrayim for Karbonos? Some learn that it meant not the small animals, the sheep which they worship, but rather the cows and other animals which they do not worship. Ayin Ramban, Ayin Urachayim, that also speak about this kasha. And really it's the Gemara's kasha in Zvachna Avodah Zarah Chof Dalet, that maybe Koidim Matan Torah it was different. Before Matan Torah they were allowed to be makriv an animal that was separated for Avodah Zarah. V'gam miknenu yelech imanu. And it goes without saying, if we are taking your animals, that our cattle will also go with us. L'sishore parsa, we will not leave over even a hoof. Ki mimenu nikach l'avod Hashem alakenu, because we have to take our animals to serve Hashem. V'anachnu lo neda ma'navod es Hashem ad bayenu shoma. We do not know how many animals to take, because we do not know how heavy the avodah will be until we actually get there. Therefore, we have to take all our animals. By chazik Hashem is slave Paray, and Hashem was mechazik the heart of Paray over l'shalchem. He did not want to send them. He did not agree to Moshe taking all the animals. By yomelay Paray lech me'aloy, and Paray said to Moshe, "Go from me." He shomer lecha. Watch yourself, al toisef for ois ponai, you shall not see my face anymore. Ki biyoyim ra'oischa ponai tomos, because on the day that you will see my face, you will be put to death. And Yonison ben Uziel says that it does not mean that Paray himself will kill Moshe, because Paray knew that he had no jurisdiction over Moshe, but rather he will give them over to Dasan and Aviram, because Dasan and Aviram might have the power to kill Moshe. Vayoyim Moshe, and Moshe said, Kein dibarta. You have spoken correctly. Yofa dibarta uvizmani dibarta. You have spoken correctly and in the right time. La'osif oid ro'os ponecha. You are right. I will not come to see your face anymore. Vayomer Hashem l'Moshe. And Hashem told Moshe the warning of makas b'choris. Now, obviously, since Moshe said that he will not see Paray's face anymore, Hashem had to be speaking to Moshe in front of Paray. Azoy zogt Rashi. And Das Akenemi Bali Atosis explains that of course Hashem would not speak to Moshe in front of Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. Therefore, he lifted Moshe 10 tefachim above the ground. And we know that 10 tefachim above the ground has a din of a domain, a reshus for itself. And therefore, it is not considered as if he was in the reshus of the Ovdei Elilim, of the Avodah Zarah. Vayom Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Oy de nega echad ovi al parah vi al Mitzrayim. One more plague I will bring on Parah and on Mitzrayim. Achorei chen yishalach eschem izeh. Afterwards, he will send you out from here, from Mitzrayim. Kishalchoy, and when he sends you out, kolo, completely, it will be your gevorim, your men and your small children, your animals, everybody will go. Gorish yigorish eschem izeh, and he will also chase you out. You won't just leave, he will chase you out. Daver no be'ozni ha'om. Please speak in the ears of the nation. V'yish'alu ish me'ez re'eyu v'isho me'ez re'usa. And they should ask a man from his friend and a woman from her friend, klei chesef uchlei zov, silver vessels and gold vessels. Hashem was telling Moshe to please ask the Bnei Yisrael that they should take the vessels and the gold and silver from Mitzrayim. And the reason for that is, Rashi explains, shelo yomru oisei tzadik avram, in order that this tzadik avram should not say that va'avodum ve'inu oisam, the fact that I pained them, I kept my promise about that. This that I said, va'avodum ve'inu oisam, by the bris ben amsarim, I kept. Va'achrei chen yishalach eschem b'rishchush gadol, the fact that they will go out with great wealth, that I have not kept. And therefore, he asked, b'loshen no, b'loshen bakosha, please speak to the nation that they should take all this wealth from Mitzrayim in order that I can keep my word to Avram. The language in the Pasuk is slightly difficult. The Pasuk says, V'yish'alu ish me'ez re'eyu. The Yidden should ask from their friends. The Pasuk is calling the Mitzrayim the friends of Klal Yisrael. How can they call Mitzrayim Rishoyim re'eyu? Some learn pshat that the Mitzrayim were acting very friendly to Klal Yisrael after the Makkos, because they had charata about what they did and how they treated Klal Yisrael after they saw the great plagues that fell upon them. And therefore the Pasuk was calling them Re'ehu, because that was the way they acted towards Klal Yisrael at that point. Rabbeinu Bechaye learns that the Lashon of Re'ehu on a Goy only doesn't make sense after Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, even the Goyim were able to be called Re'ehu. It was just when the Torah was offered to the Goyim and they declined it. And then it was offered to Klal Yisrael and they took it. Klal Yisrael took the name Re'ehu upon themselves. And we do not call the Goyim anymore Re'ehu. And since this Pasuk is speaking before Matan Torah, therefore it could call the Mitzrayim also Re'ehu. Vayitein Hashem eschenoom be'enei Mitzrayim. And Hashem gave the favor of Klal Yisrael in the eyes of the Mitzrayim. Gamo ish Moshe, also the ish Moshe, Gadol ma'oid be'eretz Mitzrayim, was very great in the land of Mitzrayim, be'enei abdei farei uve'enei ha'om, in the eyes of the servants of Parai and in the eyes of the nation. Some of Farshim learn that Gam Ho'ish Moshe, the Gam is referring to not only Moshe, but also Aaron, was very great in the eyes of the Mitzrayim. This was the warning that Hashem told Moshe to tell Parai about Makkos Bechoris. Now Ravi, Moshe will relay this message to Parai.